It's Tuesday, November 29th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian persecution in Somalia, Africa, is making believers even bolder for the gospel. Several brothers recently released from prison evangelized others with the faith. A young 20-something woman named Hani received the gospel after she shared a picture of her baptism on Facebook. Her family turned her in, and she is now serving a 5-year prison sentence, reports International Christian Concern. Pray for Hani. According to Open Doors, Somalia is the third most difficult country in the world to be a Christian. The spirit of Patrick Henry has been let loose across communist China as crowds of thousands are protesting in the streets and universities, crying, quote, "Give me liberty or give me death," end quote. CNN verified at least 16 protests thus far, with dozens of others reported in cities across China. One protester in Beijing said, quote, "I think in a just society, no one should be criminalized for their speech. There should not be only one voice in our society. We need a variety of voices," end quote. The first protests like this since the Tiananmen Square massacre of 1989, the participants are speaking out against the zero COVID policies and what they call the, quote, "dictatorship," end quote, of Chinese President Xi Jinping. The misnamed Respect for Marriage Act, codifying the faux marriage of men with men who dishonor their bodies among themselves, advanced in the U.S. Senate last night by a vote of 61-35. Despite the pleas from concerned Christians before the procedural vote, 12 Republican senators voted in favor. Christian evangelist Franklin Graham called the bill, quote, "dangerous legislation that would be used against individuals, churches, and organizations who honor traditional marriage," end quote. Be assured of Psalm 110, verses 5 and 6, which says, "The Lord shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations." Writing for the Christian Post, columnist Ben Johnson noted that, quote, 96% of conservatives and 86% of liberals abhor adultery, and a Newsweek poll found 88% of married people say they would never have an extramarital fling. The belief cuts across all political classes, end quote. Yet Johnson noted that, quote, half of all committed male same-sex relationships are non-monogamous from the start. And the average homosexual couple claiming to be in a monogamous relationship became promiscuous within an average of 6.6 years, end quote. Hawaii's gigantic Mount Mauna Loa, which has an elevation of 13,679 feet, is erupting for the first time in 4 decades. Neighboring Mount Kilauea, which is 4,091 feet tall, erupted in 2018 and destroyed 700 homes. Disney's second homosexual animated film for kids, Strange World, bombed this last weekend, taking in $11 million at the box office. That's terrible in light of its $180 million budget. The first homosexual film, Lightyear, brought in $50 million in the domestic market, which is pretty dismal for the $200 million budget. Strange World would have to bring in another $319 million at the box office just for Disney to break even between the two films. While barely a million people showed up over the weekend to watch Disney's latest homosexual blockbuster for kids, and 5 million showed up for Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, the media forgot to mention another film, a documentary which seeks a link between the recent increase of sudden deaths of young people and the mRNA shot called Died Suddenly, logged 8 million downloads over the weekend. How many people are dying in America? Life insurance claims appear to be on the rise in the United States. Lincoln National Life Insurance Company paid out $1.4 billion in 2021, up from $548 million in 2020, reports LifeSite News. One America Insurance recorded a 40% increase in deaths among young people ages 18 to 64, the largest increase in the history of insurance. Listen to Scott Davidson, CEO of One America Insurance.
What we saw just in third quarter, we're seeing it continue into fourth quarter, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. Now, just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a three sigma or a one in 200 year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic. So 40% is just unheard of.
And the largest life insurance company in America, New York Life, has reported a 37% increase on beneficiary payouts in 2021, up from an average of 5.7% annual increases in previous years, like 2020 and 2019, going back to 2017. These numbers would account for anywhere from 1.5 to 6 million extra deaths in the United States last year. Job 12, verse 10 says, "In the Lord's hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind." And finally, Johnny Cash's sister, Joanne, told Fox News that she was born again in the same church where her brother Johnny was converted in 1972.
"There's no lonelier place on earth for a man to be than separated from God."
He faced himself, he faced his temptations, he faced his worldliness, and came out wanting to be right with God.
It's a biblical precedent that God uses complicated people.
Johnny Cash's sister testified that, quote, "The Lord is very real in my life and was very real in Johnny's life," end quote. That generational faith began early on. Joanne said, quote, "Our mother was a very strong Christian and prayed for us constantly. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, there is hope, even if you're at your very lowest point. And Johnny proved that," end quote. The film, featuring Joanne Cash and others, is entitled Johnny Cash, The Redemption of an American Icon. It will play in American theaters next Monday, December 5th, Tuesday, December 6th, and Wednesday, December 7th. Watch the movie trailer through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And check out the book by the same name, written by Pastor Greg Laurie. And that's The Worldview on this Tuesday, November 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.